Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Inside the 1 a.m. hour on The Fan in New York, and if the schedule holds the way I think it's going to hold, this is my last hour until Monday. I'm off tonight, and then Saturday I'm driving 2 hours north to Ridgefield, Connecticut to play in Bernie Williams' celebrity softball game. I'm not a celebrity. That's just what they call it. And then Sunday is Father's Day, so I have to stay home and be a family man. No Sunday sauce. And then, yeah, I'll be back on The Fan Monday. And that's a long time. But, you know, that's going to be a long time somebody's going to enjoy. Somebody on Reddit is going to be like,
it was a nice 3 days without hearing Keith McPherson show.
888-808-1019. Let's go to Brent all the way in Missouri on The Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, thanks, brother. Happy early Father's Day. But I actually made it out to the game tonight in KC. I'm from Jersey, but made a quick pivot, head back to Lincoln, Nebraska, almost home, so thanks for entertaining me for the long drive. I kind of got an oddball question for you, just with the long drive. So if the Yankees could take the mentality of maybe like a current or former player to kind of push through the rest of the season into the postseason, who would that guy be?
If they could get a what kind of player?
A current or former, like old-timer or whatever. Like if there's one player you kind of epitomize to push, make this final push, you know, rest of the second half into the postseason, just to get a better rebound from last season, who would that player be?
Gerrit Cole. No, give me A-Rod at third base. Imagine A-Rod at third base or just magically pop up right now.
I'd love to imagine.
Yeah, or Gerrit Cole, another like an ace, maybe Andy Pettit, Mariano, so that we can move Weaver down, move Devin Williams down, and put Mariano in the closer spot. Yeah, those would be the three. Give me Gerrit Cole, A-Rod, and Mariano, and let's ride.
Love it, man. No, thanks for the great thing. I appreciate it.
Now, before you go, Brent, you drove from Jersey out to Kauffman Stadium just for this series?
Nah. So I was out in all over Iowa, Nebraska. I was in Omaha. I would have flew back tonight, but there was just no connecting flights to get back to Newark. You know how Newark is.
So you're driving because there's no flights. But you went out there specifically to see the Yankees. You're not at school? You're not
out there for work? It was for work.
Okay, it's for work.
And I couldn't fly back tonight, so, you know, I actually had no idea that it was a 2.5-hour trip to KC. And I know, I figured I'd make the trip.
Yeah, that's a great ballpark. That's one I haven't been to yet, and they have plans to build a new ballpark. I would like to get out there to the K before they start the new place up, or before they, you know, pack that place up and make the new spot.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, you could kind of tell it's old, but honestly, like, they definitely kept up with it. So even with the little rain delay and when the sky broke, like, it was a beautiful night.
Thanks for the call, man. Drive safe. Appreciate it. Yeah, Kauffman Stadium, I was supposed to go in 2014 because it was Giants Royals in the World Series, and part of the MLB fan cave was that at the end, you know, you spend the whole season in the MLB fan cave, and then the cave dwellers go to the World Series wherever it was. But here's the plot twist. The year before I was in, the fan cave was like Survivor style, where, you know, people were getting sent home, voted off, like, you know, little by little. So the group of 8 cave dwellers like shrunk down to just 2 in 2013. Fast forward to 2014, my year, they decide to do it more like a real world where, like, we're literally casted by MTV. We live in the cave. We stay together. But MLB still had a little bit of an itch to, like, get some of us out of there. So my boy Caesar, the Marlins fan, got sent home in June. And then myself and Dan, one of my best friends, Mets fan, we got sent home in October. I remember it was October 7th for some stuff that I won't talk about on air. But I felt like they sent us home because all they had to do was put us in a car service and not fly us home. And it was cost effective for them to just be like, okay, now we only have to take 4 of the cave dwellers, because my boy Ben, who is a Boston Red Sox fan, he went home on his own merit, I believe, in July. So, yeah, I would have been able to see Kauffman Stadium. I would have been able to go out to San Francisco as well if I didn't get aborted from the fan cave. But it worked out for me. Ed is in Lindenhurst on the fan. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Good. Hanging out. Taking calls.
Yeah. I can take it. Listen, the first thing I want to tell you is I definitely am going to co-sign that application on that statement you made before with the Yankees. I hope Cashman, that somehow in the trade, gets another starter, bro, because, listen, I like Rodon, but with Gerrit Cole being out, I don't trust him, man.
You can't because of Sunday Night Baseball. He was rolling, and then we get into Sunday Night Baseball, and it's a reminder, like, he's just not like that. He's had a better year with the beard, but, like, I don't know. I don't trust him in a big spot.
I don't trust him in a big spot either. So my question to you is this. In your opinion, who's out there? Who would you get?
Zach Gallen. They're talking about Merrill Kelly, but Merrill Kelly's not like that. Zach Gallen. Sandy Alcantara, if the price is low and Matt Blake and them think they can fix him.
Okay.
There was one other name, too. But it's got to be an ace-type guy or a guy that you feel like you can pitch in a big spot in October.
Yeah, because Jacob DeGrom, I'll tell you right now, he's not going
up. DeGrom is another one, but I don't think they're moving DeGrom. And not to the Yankees. They'll try and hold the Yankees up. They're going to want top prospect. They're going to want George Lombard Jr. or something. Dylan Cease is another name that's been out there. But I think Cashman, I think Cashman will be more inclined to add bullpen depth. And then, like, we'll see what, like, Luis Gil looks like when he comes back. I don't know. I don't have the answers.
I got you. And then the last thing I want to say is this, man. I got to say this about my fellow Yankee fans, man. We need to stop already with Juan Soto. Listen. He's done. He's a memory for us. You know what I'm saying? Listen, he did what he did last year for us. We're grateful. But you know what? They need to stop hemming and hawing about Juan Soto. You know, like I said, he's a memory for us. And, you know, we just need to move forward and stop talking about and rehashing the past with this guy, man. And I'll be honest with you. I'm going to co-sign this application with you, too, on that one. I'm ecstatic that he's struggling right now. He's not being the man that he's
Well, he's back now.
I'm with you on that one.
he's balling now, but I think it's the Met fan that wants the Yankee fan to be like, oh, man, look at Juan Soto. Like, we are not longing for Juan Soto anymore. We're good.
Exactly.
We're off that. Thanks for the call, Ed. Like, and like, hit refresh on you guys' information. Juan Soto is balling. Juan Soto is looking like Juan Soto now, and I told y'all this. I know people don't listen to my show every night. Some of you do, and thank you for that. Like, I literally said, when June comes, he's making a push for the All-Star. Juan Soto's not trying to miss All-Star. He's going to get the votes, and his numbers are going to be good enough. I also said it's going to get warm. Remember Juan Soto out in the rain in Minnesota with the hood up? Like, nobody wants to play in those conditions. And also, he had to get over the mental hurdle of going back to Yankee Stadium. That is almost a month ago now. Scott Boras even talked about, it was something that he had to get over. MLB put this out 13 hours ago. In Juan Soto's last 12 games, his batting average is .390. His OPS is .1374. He's got 5 homers, 13 walks, and 15 runs. That is Juan Soto. He's back to form. He's smiling. He's posing in the dugout. He's a Met. I don't think that, and I can't speak for all Yankee fans, and some of them are still doing it. Like, I know, shout out to John and Masbeth. John and Masbeth is still, like, on the trail of, like, trolling and getting at Juan Soto and you know, cherry-picking stats. But I think for the most part, majority of Yankee fans are like, okay, we got our pound of flesh May 16th, 17th, and 18th.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Have fun with that. We've got other things to worry about. Our own lineup, rotation, and bullpen. So when I hear Sal Acuña, when I hear Sal get on talking about, oh, it's even sweeter because Yankee fans, I'm like, what Yankee fans are you talking about, my boy? Where is this? Are we trying to manufacture this? I'm like, because I don't feel like that at all. I'm not on that at all. I'm on Boston. I didn't even care about this last game of the Royals series today because I'm like, they haven't beat us. And we just swept the Royals with Pablo Reyes scoring a winning run. Great. Now on to Boston and get some redemption there. My guy Moose calls the fan every time I'm on. What's up, Moose? You're back.
Yerkeith, what it do?
Yerk, what up?
I gotta troll you a little bit because before the season started, you had concerns about the Yankees this season. Understood, because Plan B is not Juan Soto, and I'm not, and I was the first person to say, like, remember I called you sometime in May, my first call to you on your show, I told you, regardless of signing Soto, the Yankees' financial sustainability is more at stake without even considering signing Soto, because we had holes to fill. So, and look at that. How many wins are we on pace to win? How many games are we on pace to win this season?
100? I don't know.
Something ridiculous. With two all-star potential starters, well, two all-star pitchers with a sub-2.5 ERA, and two closers, one injured, one with his second save of a 1-0 game. The other closer has the other two saves. So, like, not to troll you again, but
I'm not trolling.
Never worried. I'm not necessarily trolling you. I'm just
no. You're relitigating things, and I know what I said, and I do this online and on air every day. I said we needed another bat when Stanton wasn't ready to go, when Cole went down, when Heel went down. I'm like, this is not great. But did I know what Trent Grisham was going to turn into? No, he had a hamstring in spring training.
Nice.
I liked what Ben Rice did in spring training. I didn't know it was going to translate from spring training into the regular season. It has. Paul Goldschmidt, man, I from the beginning, I didn't want Christian Walker. I was saying Paul Goldschmidt is the answer. He's still there. But, like, the pitching, man, we were supposed to trade Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman started this year. Will Warren was depth. We had Carlos Carrasco in the starting rotation. Ryan Yarbrough was with the Blue Jays. Like, that's what I love about baseball. You can't predict baseball. Nobody could know. But you know what I did know and trust? That the Yankees and the business of the Yankees is winning and figuring out ways
exactly
to win. And I knew they were going to win.
So
but
me,
I want to win the World Series.
Yes. And we may not be the proverbial favorites, but I'm not going to use the crapshoot excuse for the postseason. But if we were to trade for another top-notch pitcher and maybe get an infield bat right-handed, you never know what could happen. But I'll leave you with this, right? The next time, whether it be when Stanton's contract comes up and Volpe is the all-star, or we have to move on from him, and we're sort of in this, where do we go from now? The next time this happens, because we had this little lull between the last time we got to the ALCS in 2012 till about 2016, where we weren't that relevant, right? But the next time this happens, trust that Brian Cashman has been doing this for nearly 20 years. He never got fired. Yes, he may have a job for life, but the reason is he technically knows what he's doing. He eats, breathes, drinks, sleeps, wakes up, baseball, and all the stuff that makes it the Yankees, the Yankees. Thanks for taking my call, Keith.
Yeah, our eternal GM in Cash We Trust. Listen, I'm a Yankee fan the whole way. I'm always rocking with the Yankees. I always believe they can win and whatever. But it's bigger than that. Like, not for nothing, the American League is not impressive. They should be in first place in the AL East. They should be, you know, winning 7 series in a row, 9 out of 11 series. It's deeper than that, though. You know it and I know it. I went to the World Series last year. It is burned into my memory what happened in that fifth inning. I was sitting in row 5 in section 133. I want to get back there and erase that. As the Yankees were presently constituted in spring training, I'm like, this isn't a World Series team. But I believe so now. I mean, I believe they can get back there now. But they still need more. Cashman, stack the deck. Go all in and add more. You know, there's an article floating around from ESPN. It's a good article. It came on my feed through Instagram. And there's a quote card. And in the quote card, it reads, "You got to make sure you sit with the young guys and tell them about the Yankee way." That's Aaron Judge to Anthony Rizzo on teaching the younger players what it means to be a Yankee. "The Yankee way is you either win a World Series or you're a failure," Rizzo to Judge on expectations of being a Yankee. You're damn right, Judge responds to Rizzo, knowing the Yankee way. Well, Rizzo's not on this team. And that fifth inning, Rizzo didn't cover first base. And so now, we've got Judge, who I've been saying since last year, is a father now. And this article goes into detail about Judge, who I commend Judge, Aaron Judge, and Samantha Judge. They have a six-month-old baby. And they, according to this report, don't have a nanny or a night nurse. And they just are taking care of this baby and dealing with the, you know, sleepless nights and stuff like that. And I just saw a post from Judge with Ralph Lauren Polo. Shout out to them. They sent me his new cologne and whatnot. And he's talking about, you know, life and how different it is with his daughter, Nora. And I think he's a changed man. I think he's a changed man through losing in the World Series, dropping that pop-up, having a child, being a father, and just going through these different life experiences where I really do believe as he's, you know, flirting with batting 400 and winning the Triple Crown, like, this guy's going to be different in October, but we got to get him there and got to have other guys around him. And I think that right now, knock on wood, if these guys stay healthy, they have the guys, and we'll see who comes out of the National League. But if I'm Cashman, who I just said, the Yankees' eternal GM, in Cash We Trust, man, I'm stacking the deck. I need another starter, and I need another right-handed bat, preferably one that can play third base so we can move Jazz back to second or second base and Jazz continue at third. And once you get into a series, and I really think these guys, after the experience of losing in the World Series the way they did, where they were one foot in the air thinking they were going back to Cali, like, I think that's going to wear on these guys and stay with these guys where I don't care who it is. It could be the Mets. It could be the Dodgers. It could be the Padres, the Giants, the Cubs. Like, I think they've got a shot. I think they've got a shot at winning it this year, and that's the goal. That it's bigger than that. I don't hit refresh on your information. I don't care what we were talking about in February, March, April, or May. It's June now. It's mid-June now. The Yankees are in first place. The Mets are in first place, and you guys can talk Subway Series if you want. I don't know. Last time the Subway Series happened, I was in the fifth grade. Like, a lot has to go right for that to happen, and that'd be great for the city and all. But, like, I'm a Yankee fan. I want the Yankees to get to the World Series. I'm a Yankee fan. I want the Yankees to make the right moves. I'm a Yankee fan. I want Judge, right? As Judge is in this article talking about the Yankee way, and, you know, Rizzo talking about, well, you know, either you win a World Series or you're a failure. Well, Riz, you're a failure. But Judge, like, this can be the year that you get it done. This could be the year that, like, you win a Triple Crown and propel the Yankees through October to win the World Series. It could change a lot of things, man. It could change everything. Let's go to John in Huntington on the Fan next. Hello, John.
You know, easy with that Riz is a failure. That's my last name, too. So that's just,
John Rizzo? What are the chances that I pick
no,
you?
No, Rizzy. It's Rizzy.
Oh,
it's funny,
Rizzy,
but funny.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, he's got a quote in this ESPN article about you're a failure if you don't win the World Series. I'm like, well, Riz, you lost in the World Series. You didn't cover first, my boy.
You're damn right. You have cracked me up before because you hit on something. But this is the first time in my life that the Mets haven't latched on to something like some weird, like, grimace. Or
they don't need it. They're good. They just, like, latch on to being good at baseball. Latch on to, like, you have the richest owner. You have a smart president of baseball operations. You have a high-ass payroll. You have superstar. Like, latch on to, like, okay, we don't need anything else to make up why we're good. We're just good.
Yeah, it's like, and like, for as much as I love the Yankees, I hate the Mets. And it's like, it is just, I don't know what it is.
I understand.
They drive me nuts, and they're so good, it makes me angry. They don't lose. Every pitcher they find turns into, like, a Cy Young guy. It's just, I don't know what happened to them, where they found this stuff.
Well, John, wait for it. Because if you feel that way, what you want is for the Mets to run and win the National League East and be the number one seed and then come
and
crashing
lose.
Down in October.
My sister wants them to make the World Series. I want them to lose as fast as possible. I need the disappointment for them. I need, like, it drives me.
So let them run through the whole summer and their hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
Let them get so high on themselves, and then when October comes and it's a new season and none of that stuff matters, they lose in the DS. It's gonna feel great.
That is what I am hoping for. But one thing I was like, how many 1-0 games are they going to win?
The Yankees?
I love it. There's a lot of them.
They've won 4, and in the last 3 years, they've won 3, I think. I think that was the stat that he put. Like, 3 times, it took 3 times in 3 years for them to win a one-run game. This year, they've done that 4 times, which that's why earlier I'm like, however you want it, a 10-run game, 1-run game, the Yankees can win it.
They all count the same. But, like, I find it remarkable. And then again, was it Will Warren tonight? Because I remember I went on that rant.
It was Will Warren, and even after the rain delay, like, they pulled Seth Lugo when they brought the tarp out, and they brought Will Warren back out, and then Tim Hill, and, I mean, they shut them down tonight. And I think what it is, you know, the Royals are playing some young guys, and the Royals just know. Like, they, you want to talk about mentally being defeated against the team. Like,
yeah,
the Royals know.
They,
even going back to last year, they cannot beat the Yankees. They know it. We know it. Everybody knows it.
18-2 in their last 20 games in Kansas City.
Yeah, why even put your cleats on and go out there and try? I said, hell.
So yeah, it's just it's been fun so far this year. It's definitely been fun for them.
Thanks for the call, John. Much more fun to be had, you know. And that's why I'm not trying to jump to October. That's why I'm not trying to do this back and forth with Mets fans and Yankees fans. We don't need to do it every single day. We can wait until July 4th, 5th, and 6th. Right? Isn't that when the Subway Series hits Queens? Yes, the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. Congrats on signing Juan Soto. He's a great player. I'm glad that you're starting to see the player that we got to watch last year. It doesn't make me lose sleep at night at all. I lost sleep at night over the Red Sox series. Hunter Dobbins, bro. This Hunter Dobbins kid lied. He had false claims. This guy literally came up with then he got on camera, right? So he made up this whole thing about hating the Yankees and he'd retire if the Yankees offered him a contract and that was the last team. And he said it was because his father was twice drafted by the Yankees and then signed after the second selection and then was traded to the Diamondbacks. And then the people at the New York Post went and did some digging and research and they're like, that's cap. That's big cap, homie. Why'd you lie? Why'd you make that up? And then he got in front of cameras and said, oh, these are stories and things I heard as a kid and I don't fact check my dad. Well, maybe you should have. Before you tell these journalists who all they do is go fact check information. We'll play some audio from this kid. He's going to pitch this weekend. I hope he gets rocked at home. Father's Day weekend. I hope his pops is in attendance. He's like, he told an Aesop fable. This guy told a fib. He told a white lie. And it turned into this whole thing where like, oh, it's the rivalry, and Jazz was like, okay, free smoke, and Judge smacked him, and, you know, everybody heard about it once it was, you know, Sunday Night Baseball. But why'd you make all that up, man? For some attention? For just to add some juice to the rivalry? You thought people weren't going to check on that? And now he's on, like, a press tour. I saw he was on Foul Territory. We'll play what he had to say on Foul Territory. He's still feeding into it. These young boys, man, I don't even know what they call this generation, the youngest generation out there now. Gen Z? I guess he'd be Gen Z. He wouldn't be the youngest generation. I think he's like 20-something, but I thought that was corny. And so now there's some get back, right? There's got to be some payback for that. They weren't able to get him, like, you know, he got the win on Sunday Night Baseball, but this weekend, you gotta go smack him. You got to smack him and his pops for him falsifying claims about the Yankees drafting his dad and how they treated his dad, and I hate the Yankees. Oh, just say you hate the Yankees, bro. Don't make up all that other stuff. And then also, don't miss out on an opportunity later in your career when you might be on your last leg, and the Yankees, they love scooping up bargain bin, trash heap guys. You might be on the clearance rack and the Yankees will scoop you, but not anymore. Now they're going to look at you and say, nah, we're good. Not Hunter Dobbins. Anybody but Hunter Dobbins. All right, let's take a break here. I've got some calls, but I'm running out of time. I do want to play the audio from Hunter Dobbins on Foul Territory talking about this. And then I'm going to read some more from the Judge article. I know he's a changed man. And I would love for this to be the year, like his daughter is born. He wins the Triple Crown, the MVP, and leads the Yankees to the World Series and a World Series victory. That would be a storybook year for the captain, Aaron Judge. Keith McPherson on the Fan, dial 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
And I'm right back. Like I said, I'd be back. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Before we went to break, I was talking about Hunter Dobbins, goofy ass, and how he basically took a lie that his dad told him, an old bedtime story that his pops made up and told it to the world. And, he said, I didn't fact check my dad, but now he's on a little press tour. So here is Hunter Dobbins today on Foul Territory talking to AJ Pierzynski ahead of him pitching against the Yankees, seeing the Yankees again this upcoming weekend.
I got to ask you this about your father. Is there anything you want to clear up? Because I want to know what happened here, because I don't know. I mean, is there anything with your dad that, I don't know, there's fact checking going on and all kinds of stuff. What do you want to say about this?
I mean, I addressed it yesterday. It is what it is. They're trying to find stuff that happened in the early 90s and, lower level minor league baseball. So it's like, I don't care what they say. I've never really cared what the media 2 hours south of here says anyways. At the end of the day, it hasn't fazed me at all. I'm just ready to go for Saturday.
What did your dad say? What did he say? Have you talked to him and said, hey, dad, this is going on. What do I do here? Or you're like, yeah, it's my dad. I love him. I don't care. Father's Day is on Sunday. I'm going to pitch great on Saturday for you.
It's been more of that. It's, I don't even care enough to even bring it up. I mean, it's like at the end of the day, he's my dad. I'm ready to go on Saturday, enjoy Father's Day with him on Sunday. And I mean, I could not care less.
Hunter Dobbins, ladies and gentlemen. This guy says he never cared too much about what the media 2 hours saw. Like, what a clown. What a whole clown. The Yankees got to embarrass him. And they got to get his dad on the broadcast. Yo, just own up to it, bro. He's talking about they're trying to find stuff from the early 90s as if they're talking about, I don't know, 1910. It's not hard for them to look it up, bro. Like, it's not hard for them to, you know, call you out on that. Just say that you took a story that you thought was truth and you ran with it, and they come to find out was your pops even drafted? Did your pops play? And anyway, 888-808-1019. From the Judge article, I'll hit you with these last little pieces, man. You know, with Judge and his daughter and his future kids. So there's a quote, and shout out to Wright Thompson, who wrote this whole article. It's a great article. If you're a Yankee fan, go to ESPN and look for Wright Thompson's article on Aaron Judge and the pride of the Yankees. So in this quote, it says, "He's been thinking about the future lately. His daughter has unlocked a new part of him. Part of him is excited she'll get to see him be Aaron Judge, to see him in the full glory of his powers. But he also looks forward to a time when his children are his focus and not baseball." So, you know, as much as people say Judge is Jeter-like, he has a child, and he's alluding to having children, having multiple kids before he's done. Also, if you're listening to the game, I think 2 days ago, Judge was asked about, you know, his contract, and he said, you know, I signed a 9-year contract, and how he plans on playing that whole 9 years and being a big part of the Yankees. And there's probably got to be even more motivation to do so because he wants his daughter to be, you know, in elementary school watching him play. So he goes on to say, "Hopefully I'm coaching a softball team. I think the biggest thing I look forward to is just getting a chance to spend time with my family and getting to lay low." So Judge plans on, you know, disappearing and laying low, but he's got to win a championship. He knows it. As great as he is, he has to win. "Aaron Judge takes being team captain seriously. When a non-starter invitee ends up in spring training with no chance to make the big league club, Judge will make sure to welcome him to the Yankees and thank him for his contribution. He learned the code of the game from Brett Gardner and CeCe Sabathia." And that's my segue back into Soto. Because we'll never know what Judge did for Soto, welcoming Soto in as a guy that got traded to the team, as a guy that's going to hit in front of him, right? We'll never know what little gestures and maybe dinners or connections, because that's what Judge does. Like, J.P. Sears told the story about Judge taking care of his whole family before his first start, like him paying for his whole family's dinner in New York City and showing up to the dinner. So who knows what Judge did for Soto? They probably had somewhat of a relationship, but I think Soto moved on and was just like, "Yeah, thanks, buddy, but see you on the other side." Dave is in Rockland County on the Fan next. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to say to all you Mets fans, get over the fact that us Yankee fans got over Juan Soto originally. We got over him. He's yours.
Don't need him. Replaced him.
Don't need him.
For less. A lot less money. And, like, don't want to keep going back and forth with you. Congrats. Enjoy.
Second of all, phenomenal game today. Only 1-0. It was a bit upsetting. Why Boone decided to punt this game? I have no clue.
But we won.
You won, but why did he leave Judge out of the lineup?
Because, and this is how I justified it, 16 games in a row without an off day. The right. Royals hadn't beat the Yankees all season. They swept them the first time. They were on the precipice of sweeping them tonight, and they did. And Judge was going crazy, and they're going to look out for the big guy. And he did get an at-bat, so it wasn't a complete off day.
Right, true, but like he's on a hot streak now, and who knows? He's on a hot streak, hitting homers a couple of days in a row.
They want him ready for Boston. Got to get ready for Beantown. Also, he doesn't have great numbers against Seth Lugo. So my thought also was like, oh, maybe he's dodging. Maybe they're having him dodge Seth Lugo, and maybe they had a thought that Seth Lugo was gonna go out there and shove.
Listen, he's got to light up that Dobbins guy.
Definitely got to light up Dobbins. I mean, he already has, but they all got to, they got to attack this guy. They got to embarrass this guy. This guy came out and said all that he said about the Yankees and never wanted to be a Yankees, and then Then we come to find out that he was lying about his dad's history and the whole origin of his hate for the Yankees. It's just dumb. It's like, definitely got to embarrass this dude.
And Shane, one last thing. I don't think the Yankees should go after Luis Robert Jr.
I don't think they actually are, but I don't hate the idea.
Me neither. It's like, we have infielders. I'm saying, obviously, goodbye, Pablo Reyes, basically.
Yeah, but 88 is available. The Yankees don't have a lot of numbers available. 88 is available. He wears number 88. I could see him in center field. That lineup would be crazy with Luis Robert. Thanks for the call, Dave. 888-808-1019. I don't hate the idea. I don't think they're going to do it, though. But I do think, like, if you go out and get Luis Robert, you trade Trent Grisham somewhere. Luis Robert could keep his chin strap. Luis Robert is one who has a beard, no mustache. And now the Yankees have beards. I could see it. I could see it. I wouldn't be against it. What's the price? What are they looking for? What are the White Sox looking for? They need a right-handed bat in the infield. They need a right-handed bat. Eugenio Suarez? I'm down for that, too. Back to the phone. Ryan in East Islip is on the Fan next as my time is expiring. What's up, Ryan?
McNasty!
What
up?
You know.
All right, I got two questions for you. First things first. You know I'm going to bring it up. Soto's hot streak. I got another one before you get into it. Evan Roberts today on Evan and Tiki brings up that they potentially set Aaron Judge just to avoid Lugo. I want to hear what you think about that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if I could pull up his numbers, I think it was just a good spot. I think that might have been 20% of the logic. Yeah, Aaron Judge is 1-for-11 when I go to StatMuse. 1-for-11 with 5 strikeouts, 0.91 average. So it's like, hey, let's not have you go 0-for-4 potentially against Lugo or 0-for-3 against Lugo. Let's give you a rest day in the 16 straight days. We could probably beat them without you, which they did. Like, I didn't mind it at all. You got to pick your spots. I think it was a good spot for them. And they talked about Meredith Marakovic before the game said that this was scheduled before the series started. And Judge propositioned Boone and said, what if I homer the first two games of the series? If I homer the first two games of the series, yeah, will you let me rock in the third game? And he still didn't let him rock. So whatever. I'm not, as much as I love watching Judge play and I'm happy Judge is on the Yankees, I want the Yankees to win. They won the game. If they would have lost the game and Judge didn't really, you know, have enough at-bats to impact the game, then it'd be a different story. But they won 1-0, so Boone wins. Boone looks right in this decision to get the big guy off his feet before we go into Boston. And dodge Seth Lugo. So we didn't get to see, like, Seth Lugo, drop his average down.
You think Judge at this point is dodging 20%?
Judge is not ducking any smoke. But I think maybe 20% of factoring in this spot to give him a rest was the day's starting pitcher.
All right. And then just put it out. You got to bring it up. Soto, the hot streak, what do you think? Does it end? Does it continue? What do you got?
No, we've only just begun. Like, this is Soto now actually shuffling. This is Soto now actually going the other way. This is Soto now, like, actually looking at Mackenzie Gore and showing him up and feeling some type of way. Shout out to my guy, Lou Goodman. He said, Ron Darling condemned Juan Soto during the Mets game the other day for disrespecting the pitcher after hitting a home run. This is Juan Soto getting his swagger back. This is Juan Soto now adjusting into his forever home as a Met. This is Juan Soto a month after going into Yankee Stadium and those same fans and faces that that loved him turned on him. Like, this is Juan Soto accepting the full-on, like, Metness and him being the highest paid player and him finally, like, the weather being warmer and him finally getting back to being who he is because he wants to be an all-star. He doesn't want to miss a trip to Atlanta in the all-star game. He's locked in. He's dialed in.
He got that Rocky pill. You think that's what did it?
I don't know if it's, I just think it's just baseball. I just think that it was an adjustment period. I think that the weather plays a part in it. And like I said, he knows he's at every all-star game. He wants to be an all-star. He's got to pick it up. I don't know what else I can attribute it to. I don't think there's any type of pills or any type of magic elixir that he took. I just think it took time. It's because it's Juan Soto, we act like if he's not hitting home runs or extra base hits, like he's struggling. He still leads the league in walks, I believe. He's still seeing the ball really well. Like, he's still Juan Soto, bro. It's like, that's what I used to say last year. It's Juan Soto, bro. And he's still Juan Soto. He's got 56 walks to lead all baseball.
You're the man, Fierce, and I appreciate you taking the call. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
You got it, Ryan. 888-808-1019. Ryan, one of the only Met fans that consistently calls my show. I don't hate the Mets, and I don't hate Mets fans. There's definitely some clowns online, though. Like, I retweeted something today that I didn't even see in real time. And, like, yo, at me. That's the thing about me. Like, I troll and I do all that, but, like, I'll give you the juice, right? If you're gonna take the time to make an AI video and take my face and put it on some girls that are catching, like, Oscar Mayer wieners and then write all this stuff, and you've only got 2,000 followers, don't write my name out and then have people tag me in the comments because I didn't see it. And, like, I'm not flexing, but my Twitter all day, I'm getting notifications and tagged and things, so I miss that. And I have a life. I'm not on Twitter all day. But this dude made this video. I thought it was hilarious, and I'm like, wow, they took all this time on AI. It's definitely creepy, too, because it's got, like, my face superimposed on these, like, girls or whatever. But it's like, where's Keith McPherson? Because, you know, there are some Met fans that, like, when I troll the Met fans online, they want to get their lick back. Like I'm saying, they want to get their get back. It doesn't work like that. But what I'm saying is, at me. I'll give you, I've retweeted it. It went from having 27,000 views, and now as I look at it, it's got 42.2. But you're not verified on Twitter, so you're not even getting paid off that. I get paid off Twitter. I get a check every couple weeks from Elon. It's paid for itself 10 times over. And a lot of the juice that I get comes from trolling Met fans, Subway Series, Juan Soto. Like, the most money I made when I looked at my analytics was, like, leading up to the Subway Series, Soto struggling. My impressions was, like, 4 million. So it's all a game to me. And if you want to play the game, at me. And I'll amplify your post by sharing it with my audience. I don't, like, none of this stuff bothers me. None of this stuff, like, all this stuff is fun and games. It's entertainment. It's sports. But I just think it's off base. Like, Juan Soto succeeding against the Rockies and the Nationals, and you think, like, Keith McPherson is somewhere, like, punching air. Nah, I'm not. Like, congrats. Good. We knew he was going to hit. We knew he was going to come around at some point. And I'm not worried about Juan Soto, you know, having a revenge game against the Nationals. Like, why would I be? I'm a Yankee fan and a New York sports radio host. Just sometimes I know when to troll. Sometimes it's just nothing there. 888-808-1019. Last call goes to Bobby in Mattawan, home of the Huskies.
What's happening, Keith?
You know, bringing it home. Another one in the books.
I spent a lot of time away from the New York area. I was in the military. And, you know, my nickname was New York, so I always rooted for the New York teams. And, you know, it bothers me that people, I'm a Mets fan, obviously, and it bothers me that, you know, all the Yankee fans, they're so disheveled about the Soto signing with the Mets, and, you know, they're so bothered about how the Mets are doing well and yada, yada, yada. none of it means a hill of beans until either the Mets and the Yankees meet in the World Series somewhere, you know, and Soto comes up to bat and either he hits a home run or he strikes out, right? And then who feels good about that? One side or the other, right?
So, yeah. For me, Bobby, it's like I don't get it. Because like as a baseball fan, baseball is every single day. And if you're a Yankee fan, I don't know how you're not consumed with the day-to-day with your own team. We have seen plenty of players come and go. And like I like that Juan Soto added some juice to the rivalry, but I'm not worried about the Mets until July 3rd. I'm not worried about Juan Soto. I'm not even worried. Like I'm not worried.
I'm a Mets fan, but I've always respected good players. I've always respected the Yankees. I've rooted for the Yankees. You know, when they're playing against Boston, Derek Jeter, fantastic player.
Thanks for the call, Bobby. Amazing. We're out of time. You know, I had to kick my narrative about like, yo, you're not getting any Yankee tears off of Juan Soto's success against the Rockies and the Nationals. And if you think it's sweeter that Juan Soto's turned it around in mid-June and that Yankee, I don't know what Yankee fans you talk to. I don't know what Yankee fans are in your group chat. They got to be casuals. We're good on that. We got the best player in the game. Anyway, I'm out of here, man. You guys have a good weekend. C-Max coming up next. Thanks for listening to my show. Keith McPherson, out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.